Roman numeral 3. Christ's faithful followers are shining and living stars. Those who follow Christ as a shining and living star to be his duplication. Daniel 12:3. And those who have insight will shine like a shining of the heavenly expanses. And those who runs many to righteousness, like the stars forever and ever. A. The living stars follows the heavenly, living, up-to-date, and instant vision of Christ as the centrality and universality of God's economy. B. The living stars are those who bless God's people. The more we praise the Lord for God's people and speak well for them in faith, the more we put ourselves under God's blessing. C. The living stars give heed to the prophetic word of the scriptures, a silver lamp shining in the dark place, so that Christ as the morning star rises in their hearts day by day. If we give heed to the word in the Bible, we will have his rising in our hearts to shine in the darkness of apostasy where we are today before his actual appearing as the morning star. 1. In the principle of the morning star, a Christian should rise up early because the early morning is the best time to meet the Lord, to fellowship with God, to praise and sing, to pray, read the Bible with the ministry, and to pray to the Lord. 2. The Lord will secretly give himself as a morning star to those who love him and who watch and wait for him, so that they may taste the freshness of his presence at his coming back after a long absence. D. The living star enjoys and are filled with the sevenfold intensified spirit to make them intensely living and intensely shining in God's building. E. The living stars are messengers of the churches, those who enjoy and experience the pneumatic Christ as the messenger of God and as the fresh messages from God, so they can dispense the fresh and present Christ into the people of God for the testimony of Jesus. F. The living stars have great solutions in heart and great searches of heart. They are lovers of God who are like the stars from their courses to fight together with God against his enemy, so that they may be like the sun when it rises in its might, and be those who shine forth like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. G. The living stars are those who fear Jehovah and hear the voice of his servant, trusting in Jehovah so that they may have light while walking in darkness. 1. Those who make light for themselves and walk in their self-made light instead of in God's light will suffer torment. 2. Distribute warning to us so that we may walk in the light given by God, not in the light we make for ourselves. Come and let us walk in the light of Jehovah. H. The living stars are typified by the stars that were established on the fourth day of God's restoration with his further creation, in which they rule by their shining. Where there is shining, there is ruling for the growth of life. 1. The shining forth the Lord Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration was the coming of the kingdom in power. This shining forth is actually the ruling presence of the triune God. 2. The kingdom of God as the ruling of God, the reigning of God with all its blessing and enjoyment, is the shining of the Lord Jesus and the spreading of the Lord Jesus by shining over us. 3. The kingdom is the shining of the reality of the Lord Jesus. Remember, he is shining over us, and we are under that shining. We are in the kingdom under God's ruling and reigning within us for a growth of life. I. On the negative side, there are some who are wandering stars. 1. The metaphor of wandering stars indicates that erratic teachers in apostate are not solidly fixed in unchanging truth of the heavenly revelation, but were wandering about among God's star-like people. 2. The erratic apostates were wandering stars today, but they would eventually be imprisoned in the gloom of darkness, which has been kept for them for eternity. 3. Anyone who does not teach that the local churches are not the goal of God's economy, but the producer to reach the goal of the reality of the body of Christ, does not match the need of the ministry of God in the present age. Anyone who keeps us from the blending of the churches for the reality of the body of Christ is the wandering star. The true star are those who turn the many to righteousness, those who do not lead people astray, turn them to the right way. 4. Today the living star and the living stars are not far from us. They are in and with the local churches as a practical expression of the body of Christ. Among all the local churches are some living stars. We simply need to contact them and keep company with them. They will lead us to the place where Jesus is. J. May the Lord be merciful to us, that we may always be kept in the right way to meet the Lord, to worship Him, and to offer our love to Him. May the Lord make us all like the Magi, following the living star, to find and make new discoveries of Christ in order to become His duplications as living stars.